The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
He's a pathological liar.
He is.
You knew that, though. There's nothing changed. Just because you're not a woman, you thought maybe he was going to tell you the truth?
I just thought that when there's no need to lie.
There's never a need to lie to these women either.
Hey, look, did you want some of my smart water?
No. It'll just cause your
that water.
It'll cause your dormants to just start activate.
Ooh.
The endorphins.
The
endorphins.
Man, you should talk.
What is it called? The mandorphins?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
What do they call you, Matt? The thing when you smoking weed and the endorphinites, they just activate. What the fuck is that word that you be using?
I've never heard him use that word.
What's the word that you said, the endorphins or whatever that shit?
No, I never said nothing.
What is the thing that when you smoking weed, you get smarter, people get smarter and shit like that? What is that fucking word called, J-Mac? I'm struggling today. I'm fucking up on words. I try to do the medical shit. I'm fucking up on medical words. Help me out. Help me, help me.
Are you talking about dopamine?
Dopamine. No, not dopamine. Is the dopamine?
That's the dopamine. That's the chemical, you know, that's what happens. When you get a rush, you get a rush of dopamine. Endorphins is something too.
Endorphins
is something different. That's not the ADD specific.
That's what you get when you eat.
So endorphins are like somebody that's been
you
adopted.
Smile, you know what I mean? You bust a nut.
When you eat, you get endorphin rush.
I do. So I mean, I can't. You want to share so much?
No, I don't want any of your shit. I was trying to help you because I want you to be ready. You know, you leading off the show, man. It's your topic, man, and I'm just ready. I want you to be up, man. I want the energy to be pumped, man. It's Tuesday.
Fuck that. I took some downers.
I'm always
hyper.
You got this nice silky. This
polyester crushed cotton. I didn't feel like ironing shit today, so I figured I wore this shit to work.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Is that a actual work shirt?
It is.
Okay.
It is, and I got it from one of the managers gave it to me.
It looked like it came from Follis.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it's that silky like. Shiny, like
the shit is one of the motherfuckers that you don't have to really iron.
No,
iron for what? Well, you'd burn it up if you ironed it. That's just too delicate.
I knew he was gonna get one when he was so impressed with that one that I had on one day.
Oh, yeah.
that had no wrinkles at the end of the day.
You see the socks matching J-Mac?
I don't know if that matches.
Nigga, that dude mad. Nigga, that purple.
Yeah, it's different purple though.
It's blue and orange.
But it don't have to be.
And it's not even regular blue and orange. It's like Dr. Seuss blue and orange.
But it's faded purple.
You got me fucked up.
And the words on the sock are faded off.
My socks are good. Like, no. You motherfuckers are sock haters.
Why you got the one that says L on the
Whoa,
right foot?
Look at this nigga bracelet. He French Reggie today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you said
Puka shit?
Hey, you know, I'm telling you, ever since French Reggie left, I started representing French. I feel like I got a part of him.
What is that?
This is my bracelet. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, it's not even a real bracelet. It kind of stretches apart and you pull it off.
It's not a real bracelet?
I mean, it's technically a real bracelet, but I mean, it's not like that costs any money.
But it did cost some money.
That's earthy. That
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
It's got the little elastic band inside it. You stretch it to take it off and put it on.
Well, that's what everybody's rocking now. French Reggie had 1,000 of bitches on his arm. He left a couple for me.
Professional bracelets got a clasp.
Yeah, but I only
you got an amateur bracelet.
I only wear shit like that. I wear more watches.
But what is that?
Why do you have that on?
This right here. Yeah, it's just a cosmetic jewelry for men.
You don't know what those are made out of? It's just wood. What is it?
It's made out of honey beads.
Why though? What does it signify?
I don't know. Somebody gave me these. I had a friend of mine. She gave me these. Right.
What do you call it? Symbolism.
Yeah.
Symbolism. Yeah.
What's the symbolism of it?
I don't know. Just shit. Her, my appreciation for her. Just giving them shit to me. You know what I'm saying?
So there's somebody you smashing?
No, I ain't smashing her, no.
Yeah, who gonna give a nigga? Randomly gives somebody beads? And
somebody,
wood
somebody,
beads.
Somebody at work told me that.
That smell like patchouli.
Somebody at work told me that the chick gave it to me for a tracking device or some shit. I don't know. I'm like, I don't need to be fucking tracked, though.
So you're not fucking her, but she's giving you a tracking device?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't fucking no more, man. I've just really
no
been
chilling.
I've been chilling.
I got that.
Yeah, I've been chilling.
No more.
I mean,
but
really,
you used to fuck.
Probably a while ago, yeah.
Oh, so this is a used to fuck.
This was somebody that took care of me when I was hurt.
Is that
symbolism?
Nope. Is that symbolism or symbolic of your how good you fucked her? Because it's wood.
If they give you something,
it's a starter bracelet.
Right, it's wood. Yeah. Like, yeah. She might have spent. She might have spent $3.99 at the arts festival,
or a little 5 points. They probably it was like a 2 for 1, and she gave one to some other.
She actually got. She actually got about what? How many she got? She probably got about 4 for 10 or something like that.
Oh, and you're one of four.
Okay. Yeah, I got 4 of them though. You know
oh, she gave you all
it's
four.
Just different ones.
So they're different colors.
Yeah, I got a different
that's
color. Ones.
Even more gay now.
Yeah. So
do you wear them all at the same time?
Is there a white one? Is there a white one?
No, no white one.
What are the colors?
They mostly a lot of them brown. I got black and red ones. I got black and red. Different ones though.
They don't have any words on it at all?
Not at all.
You like words. I've noticed that about your clothes. You like logos and words.
No, it all depends. I don't like that big shit all over my shit. If it's FUBU, I don't want FUBU down my leg.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It could be by the belt loop or some shit like that. I don't want everybody to know I got.
You don't got one of those shirts with a real big polo man on it?
Nope.
It's like 6 feet tall?
Hell no. Nah, I don't like shit like that. I don't like that banner
but
shit.
But you got that U.S. Polo Association.
Never. Never. Fuck that. I would never ever wear that shit. I told a motherfucker, no, and not again, my nigga. Shit got USPA on that bitch, it seemed like when you look at that shirt right there, the man is sitting on the horse backwards.
Hold up, though.
And people automatically know that shit is not real.
He's not on there backwards. He's playing. No, he's not.
That nigga's backwards, like he's going the opposite way.
No, he's not.
For real. The stick is just turned towards us where you can see him. That's but if you look careful, that nigga got the hat on backwards.
How do you look careful?
Look at it carefully.
Oh, carefully.
Carefully. Look at it carefully. Carefully. Y'all not gonna motherfucker be getting on me about my wording today. You
yes,
know what I'm
we are.
It's just, it's, y'all need to, this is called Tasteful Monday. So y'all need to have taste. You know what I'm saying? On Monday today.
We got a voicemail, man. I think it's from a couple of weeks ago, too, J-Mac. I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's for you. Let's check it out.
Oh, that's Nathan. Nice watch.
Hey, y'all better stop telling women what to do with their body. Stop trying to control everything. See, that's what's wrong with you light-skinned niggas. Both of y'all, Be Honest and Jamie Mac, y'all always trying to control something. Y'all have control issues. And Jamie Mac, you should know better. You can't even dribble. You once attempted murder. You tried to kill an eagle. That's what you tried to do. You told us. I heard it. Some people seen it. Not only did you hit it with a basketball, the basketball was flat, which means when you hit it the first time, it didn't roll off, it didn't bounce off, it just laid there on top of the eagle's head. You went and picked the ball up and you did it again with both hands. Then when you figured out that the impact is not enough, you skipped your ass, not even run, not even jog. You skipped your ass back to your house, went to go get a pellet gun or a BB gun or whatever. You probably had a few of them, and you shot at it multiple times. That is attempted murder because the eagle didn't die. You had several bullets. Several. In the chamber, and you got down to an empty clip that you didn't know, and you put it to the eagle's head, and click nothing, and you ran out. So how dare you, with your light-skinned, non-dribbling ass, talk about abortion laws? You stopped this eagle from being a better eagle. And Be Honest just joined in like it was just a thing to do. Oh, I kill quails. I kill quails. Oh, my pussy hurt. Stop. Stop it. I'm willing to bet neither one of y'all will vote for it. Y'all won't vote. No, y'all will vote. But I'm willing to bet y'all will vote against it. Y'all will vote against those abortion laws. Yes, y'all will. You want to know why? Because you ain't nothing. At the end of the day, y'all ain't nothing but some niggas. Look at you. Look at each other right now. If we doing a live, look at each other right now so everybody on Facebook can see how y'all looking at each other. Look at each other. Y'all emotional. Look at you. Stop it. Stop trying to tell people what to do. Jamie Mac, you can't even play basketball that good. Why did you even have a basketball to begin with? And Be Honest, stop doing that to Jamie Mac. Stop hyping him up to do shit that he's not supposed to be doing. Of mice and man ass. Stop it.
Other than that, how y'all doing? I ain't talked to y'all in a while. I need to be on the show. This is why I need to be on the show, so I can correct y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because Jay Smooth over there is just... Jay Smooth be having some of the answers. He just don't know how to say it. And Kit, I think y'all put Kit too far to where she got to leave. Because if we all know if she don't leave and y'all continue to talk that Republican bullshit, she's just going to black out. And we all know what happens when Phoenix Gray blacks out. I'm out.
So I guess we're back to the long BTG emails. Yeah.
That was definitely not a minute 30.
It's like almost four minutes.
So I'm just going to say, first off, the story in regarding the, it was actually a hawk. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
I'm going to assume, yeah, because eagles are.
They're protected.
Yeah, it was a hawk.
And since that dog fiasco, you got to make sure you clean those things up.
I have to just make sure that the message is clear. But it didn't go down like that. But yes, there was attempted murder. I ain't going to lie.
Of the hawk?
Of the hawk, yeah. Okay. And I've said, this is my thing. I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not what I am. And that's my whole point. If you're a murderer, just say you're a murderer. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, but in regards to hooping, shut up, dude. Just because you out in Redondo Beach.
Playing old-ass white dudes with beer bellies and shit. I have never seen him play against a black guy under the age of 47.
No, ever.
Never.
Never.
Never. And he hasn't heard to say shit like wet. How dare you say wet and the motherfucker look like a 10th grade English teacher.
What was the nigga's name that played? He was the slightly portly point guard for, I think it was UConn or, forget it. I can't think of it. But he's like a.
Cameron Dollar?
No, I forget his name.
I'm messing because he likes UCLA.
He's like a where are we now version of this nigga 30 right. years later.
Right.
He just not, it's not, for him to talk about my game. It's just ridiculous.
I'm serious, though. They look great. Every video he's ever shown us, I swear Zach Galifianakis is playing him. He's playing against five Zach Galifianakises.
Yep.
And he hasn't heard to say wet.
Rainmaker. That nigga.
Are you kidding?
Rainmaker. Yeah.
What's wet is under that nigga's belly who's checking you.
But at the same time, you know what? We've already beat that topic in the head, but you already know. Listen, ladies, I'm not saying it.
Oh, please, no, let's not go back into
that. If this might be someone's first time listening.
They need to go back and listen.
I'm just saying, though. We promised
we weren't going to bring this shit up again.
I never said anything. Ladies, do what you want. You can't do with your body. Just let's call it what it is. That's all.
Yeah. And Jay Smooth does get questions right, Baylor.
I think he does have, like, the train is, like, headed in the right direction, but he just, his
derail?
Mouth.
Derail? Yeah. That shit just derail somehow?
Somehow.
Yeah.
It's called your brain.
Why y'all always pick on me? That's what I wonder.
Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not, I feel it's like not that we pick on you.
This is bullying. This is form of bullying.
It's not that we pick on you.
Adult bullying.
It's an endearment. These are all terms of endearment. You know what that means?
What is that?
It means that we actually love you, and these are just loving words.
Okay, but Jamaica has never told me he loved me.
No, no, it's like this, you know.
Is this about to get sexual again?
No, hell no.
No.
He wants you to tell him you love him.
Listen, nigga is, you know, been turned into a term of endearment that stemmed from nigger, right? But now we say it as an affectionate term, like that's my nigga, right? Fucking YG song, you know, that's my nigga, you know what I mean? So. We're doing the same thing where normally it was you punk ass bitch is a bad term.
Who's the punk ass bitch?
No, that's just a negative term. That was we're flipping it on its head to where now it's you punk ass bia, and it's softer.
Oh,
instead of bitch is bia, and so
took the point off the arrow.
It's love.
That's all good.
It's like a nerf arrow.
It's like affectionate. Like, you know, come on, punk ass beer.
It's all good. You know, y'all opinions to me really don't even matter.
I doubt that.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's just me. That's my biggest M.O. You know what I'm saying?
Whose opinions matter to you?
That's his biggest M.O.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? What does M.O. stand for?
I don't know.
What does that mean? It's like your
mind
motto?
Over mind.
That's your credo?
that's my thing. I don't really care kind of really what people say. You
lies.
Know what I'm saying? I look past that
I'm sorry.
Shit.
You do I'm
care.
Sorry.
I don't. I really don't. You know what I'm saying? And that leads me into kind of really what I was want to talk to you guys about today.
Since when? Huh? Don't do that pastor thing. Like, you're about to go into Psalms verse, you're going to tell us to turn the song.
Psalm 16, verse 4 through 8.
Oh, that's the one about the fat dude.
that ate all the food and couldn't get out the cave.
Something about gluttony, right?
No. I had a homeboy that was in town, you know what I'm saying, a few weeks ago, right? And hanging out with family and shit. And he overheard.
He was hanging out with your family, or you were hanging out with his family?
With the family. We hanging out with family. We're hanging out with family, right? Doesn't matter who fucking family, J-Mac.
That's it, kind of does.
Nigga, you always tell details, and now you don't
want to
tell details.
I don't want to tell details. I'm learning. Y'all done fat me up.
Okay, let's go
then. You know what I'm saying? So hanging out with family and shit like that, right? Here the guys, you know, he was kind of downstairs or whatever. They didn't know he was downstairs. He overheard them saying something. He like, damn, let me listen in a little bit further. You know what I'm saying? He's smoking. You know, whatever.
Ooh, don't do that. Don't give these details.
So, you know, it sounded like they was talking about it. Then he overheard some shit. So he got really pissed off and shit.
What'd they say?
I don't even know really what all was said, but he just got it. Because I wasn't actually.
When he came crying to you, what did he tell you that he heard?
He was just like, I just got pissed because the motherfuckers was talking about me. He didn't go into detail. He said, the motherfuckers were saying some shit, right?
And so, your nosy ass didn't say what they had.
I asked, but he was just like, he never really said what they said. It's just like, you know how sometimes you hear people say shit and you don't necessarily really remember what they said, but you know they said some shit, bad shit about you, and you just get motherfucking high head like you want a motherfucking fight and shit. So that's how he was, right? Mm-hmm. So he ready to motherfucking fight, and who he wanted to fight was the husbands of two of the sisters.
Of his sisters.
His girl's sisters.
So this ain't even, so this ain't this his
is,
family.
This is not his family.
It's his girl family. His
girl family, yes. So he wanted to fight the brother. He wanted to fight the husbands. You know what I'm saying? Both of them motherfuckers for just talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
They're in though,
huh?
Like they're in the family.
Yeah, they're locked in.
I'm lost.
I mean, I'm up. I'm up on this.
You can't look
at him when he talks. You have to look away and just envision like a scene or something.
So I was, you know, like the conversation that I was having with him was, I was like, man, truthfully, I don't really give a fuck what people say about me or how they think or view me, right? Don't even really matter. It's like you fucking with her, it's all a matter of what she thinks and shit like that, because you can be in a relationship, right? And I could be fucking with my girl, right? Her sister might think one way about me, right? I don't have to go home and lay down with her fucking sister. You know what I'm saying? Who gives a fuck what her sister say? Bitch, if you ever come to my house, I'm gonna put you out. You know what I'm saying? Because of what she's saying.
So you're going to let her in first? And then she says,
bitch, get the fuck out. And she won't know why, but then she'll find out later. Yeah, remember you was talking fucking shit? You know what I'm saying? But I was just really just talking to him and telling him, you can't be so high-head to want to fight motherfucker. Because in life, people going to say a lot of shit about you. And you can't fight everybody that says something fucked up about you. You got to find a better way of dealing with the situation. So my question to you guys is this, right? If you're dating, be honest, with and J-Mac, you're wise, right? Does it matter, does the opinions of their sisters or their brothers matter how they feel about you? Does that matter to you?
Is it just specifically their sister or brother or any of their family members?
It could be any of their family members. Let's say any family member.
Well, I'm going to say yes.
Not mom and dad probably would be probably hold more weight than a sister and brother.
We can exclude the parents, right? Just the rest of the family. I'm going to say yes.
I'd agree.
Because I'm part of this family now. And I...
Not just that, they influence her.
Right. But you know, this is... To have a rift in the family, right? To come in with a rift, right? And they don't like me or whatever, that would be a problematic. I think that we would need to have conversations about why. Because I'm a very likable guy, let's be clear. So if you don't like
It depends on if you're on meds or off meds.
No,
if you're off, you're not as stable.
No, it doesn't. It just depends on whether it's you or not.
Me, I could be that brother-in-law. So no, that middle, you know what I'm saying?
But everybody else would like me more than you. I'm pretty sure of that.
Nah, I'm such a fucking likable guy. Not at all.
Yeah, because they know you, though. You know what I mean? You're likable, but they know who you are. And they know, understand that if you weren't their family, they would want to punch you in their face too, in your face too.
But so. just because you're the, say for instance, you're the husband of one of the sisters, right? And just because you're in the family so doesn't necessarily mean.
That's a little bit different because he's not real same family too. He's extended. But still, I want to be cool, right? Because we're going to be around each other. Like
you will want to be. But sometimes shit just don't always. You might not always see eye to eye on shit.
We don't have to see eye to eye on everything. That doesn't mean we can't be cool. Why are we not cool?
Because motherfuckers always might want to show out or just want to talk shit. And you just not that type. It's like when you first met me, right? When I first met you, I didn't even know you like that, but I was talking shit.
Right.
Right? And you was like, kind of unorthodox because you like, what the fuck, bitch? You don't even know me.
I was kind of unorthodox?
I'm talking about it was kind of unorthodox to you because you like, and that might be bad choice of word, right?
No, it is.
So it wasn't normal, right? Because you like, normally people who know you and feel comfortable with you, they'll joke you in that manner. And I didn't even know you from the man on the moon, whoever the fuck that is. I was just joking.
But it sounds good though, right?
Yeah.
That's good saying.
Yeah. So, and I was just joking. You like, what the fuck? And it took you really a while. It took you 2 to 3 years to really get acclimated and accustomed and get comfortable in your own skin around me to say, hey, this is comfortable. This is just who this guy is. Because you didn't know me.
I had to get comfortable in my skin.
Comfortable in your skin?
Right. Yeah. Because I was talking about you. I was bringing light and facts, you know, about you that probably nobody had ever seen. For various reasons. They might didn't want to hurt your feelings. They might have been scared. You know what I'm saying? They might have been family.
So why this used to be good was because J-Mac would be mad. But he's not mad. He's just looking at you like you're a fucking idiot now. So
he's on meds.
Yeah, no, but you're still going like as if you're getting under his skin. It's not working.
No, I'm not. But I was just saying the old me. That's what I was just telling you.
Oh, that's what
I wasn't able to articulate myself back then.
Wait a minute. Did I used to get triggered off of that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you used to get mad you about did. Almost anything.
See,
I did. You know what? I did realize because honestly, never mind.
You grew.
No, I realized.
You grew.
I realized
he stopped caring because
I realized some things about you that makes it easier for me not to fucking take what you.
I was unhappy
to take what you say with a grain of salt.
I was unhappy in my own skin.
Do you want me to diagnose you?
No, he doesn't.
Don't do that.
He's still poking the bear.
Don't do
that. I don't know why.
Don't do that right now.
See, he didn't really want it. He just wanted to get close.
Jimmy, so you were saying it does matter from a standpoint of just family. You would want everybody to kind of get along and be cool and shit like that because you eventually have to be around each other.
It puts a strain. You know what I've learned when situations like that happen is that it puts a strain on his girl because she's got to hear from both sides. She's got to hear from her sisters who hear from their man, and then she's got to hear from him. Mm-hmm. And no one wants to be in that position, you know what I mean, between your family and your significant other.
Not just that. Like, my wife, her sisters are, she's the only sister that's married. So, and they spend a lot of time together. So, if her sisters don't like me and they're not married, that's a recipe for disaster.
Dumb up, you could just tell your wife that her sisters are just miserable.
What?
And, you know, or whatever. That's why they don't like you or whatever.
Do you think that's going to help the situation or hurt the situation?
Fuck that. I get like I was saying, my opinion, I get two fuck shits of what they think, but I kind of understand what you guys are saying. But like I was telling my friend, I say, really, and it's been in any relationship that I've been in, right? You know, when it comes to family, sometimes I really don't give a fuck because I've been in situations where friends talk shit and it was because they was just really unhappy and they didn't want to see their friend happy. So they would do anything they can to just bring light or just point out shit that might not even be shit.
Have you ever done that?
To what?
What you just said.
No, because mine are mostly lies. We talked about that. I'm an habitual liar. So mine don't really count. We're not talking about me. We're talking about the situation now.
Because, I mean, some people would say that you're constantly on this show trying to make me and J-Mac cheat or make it seem like we cheat or something.
No, I don't want you guys to really. I want you guys to live.
So you can't be miserable.
I want you guys to live a curious vibe through me.
So you're miserable?
Never.
Why would we live? I want my dick to stay hard.
Mine stay hard.
Oh, okay.
It just depends on who you
back,
with.
It's back.
That motherfucker like the Under Armour. What is that? The Arm & Hammer guy. You know what I'm saying? Strong. Arm & Hammer strong.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Isn't it like a fist? A muscle?
He said the guy. It's just an arm, right?
Yeah, it's just an arm. That's it. That's
that could be a woman's arm. You sexist?
Not in his dreams.
Why can't it be my? It's my
sexy arm.
What would you want that arm to do to you?
Nothing. Not nothing. Yeah, so, but anyway.
Okay, be honest. Do you believe that he really doesn't care what people think
no,
about
him? No, of course not.
Because he said this like 4 or 5 times. I give a fuck what people think about me.
Honestly,
do you really believe that, Jason?
I'm going to say, let me say this, be honest, right?
Okay.
You know, my friend, when her sister, you know, her sister would say shit about me, right? Her sister would say shit. And I told her, I said, you know what? Let me back up. During that day, that same exact day when that shit happened, right? I was over visiting.
Okay.
I was over visiting and I heard the sister say something.
About you.
About me.
Oh, this is real.
Real story.
Okay.
So when I went up, when I came up, right, and I heard her, right?
How did you hear? Were you sneaking?
No, I came in the door and I heard something. It was like, so look, this is how it was. So I heard some motherfucker say something, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I come on up the stairs because I heard her say something, and then I heard my friend say something. And then so I come on up the fucking stairs and I say, yeah, by the way, we got this shit right here. Ain't no need of you trying to motherfucking worry about what the fuck go on in our shit, right? And everybody was looking like, oh shit. Because this is the second time somebody overheard somebody say something and they think they talking alone.
Very weird. This is very weird. Yeah. But my opinion of that situation is that you care. That's why you went there and said something.
No.
If you didn't care, you wouldn't have said anything.
But my thing was this. Like I told her.
Understand that point.
He doesn't understand that.
I do. But the thing was, because like J-Mac.
You ever heard that one scene?
But like to
you know you like sayings, right?
No.
The one that's like action speaks louder than words. So you're saying that you don't care. But your actions say you do.
But what I did care about, right?
Is what?
I didn't care about their opinion. But to your point, like what you're saying is the person in the middle, they're getting it from both sides.
Are you dating one of these people?
Yeah. Ooh. So look. Ooh. So
the plot thickens. So you and your friend.
J-Mac, we're good on that. So,
no, wait, hold up. So you and your friend are both dating somebody from the same family?
Yeah.
Okay.
So look, and that ain't uncommon.
Seven sons for seven guns. I don't know.
So like you were saying, she would get it from both ends. But like I told her, I said, you know,
like
I put her sister in a place. Then I said, yeah. By the way, X, Y, and Z, and I left that shit alone, right? And I told her, I'd be telling her. I said, as soon as the fuck.
So a person doesn't care would just have left it alone.
Yeah, but I just wanted because I want her sister to know, bitch. I hear you.
It's because you care,
bitch. I hear you.
Because
you know what I'm saying. But I don't really motherfucking care like that.
What you do is if you just want her to know that you heard her.
Like stop, bitch. Stop. Because she's miserable.
Just go in there and just. Let her keep talking shit and don't say nothing. Yeah, she knows you can hear her and just let
and
her talk
shit. And then she was like, I guess now that nigga is really not going to come around now. Or, you know, I know yada, yada, yada. She was saying different shit about me. Like, yeah, that nigga's not going to like me.
Why? Because you care what people think about you?
And then you got the homeboy and came back.
Why wouldn't you come around? Because you don't care. Because you care what people think
and
about
so,
you?
And so the next day I had to, me and my homeboy, we were out. You know, because I had them out separated from that shit because I didn't want to put them in that environment and some go down because they had got into it once before, several times before, but wound up really getting into a fight, I think, in another location out of state together. And it was just something that led from one state to Georgia. It was in Houston one time, and then they came to Georgia, and then it escalated again.
So they fought in Houston? And
I think they got into it in Houston as well.
So the homeboy and one of the husbands already didn't fight?
They got into it at another location.
So you didn't say this, that there's a past history.
Of course, I'm going to
talk shit about a nigga that I didn't fought.
Yes, that's different. So have you fought the sister?
No, I don't want to fight no fucking girl.
I don't fight
women anymore.
But you wanted to make a point, though.
No, I did want to make a point, but I don't want to fight her.
But that's what people do who give a shit.
No, I don't think you should. But that, like I say, be honest, I don't think
you should.
Jason, if you had $84,600, right? Does that register?
Yeah, almost $100,000.
If you had $84,600 and somebody stole $10, would you chase that person down and like get your $10 back?
I wouldn't give a fuck. That's only $10.
Right. Well, guess what? There are 84,600 seconds in a day. So for the 10 seconds she was talking about you.
Is that many seconds in a day?
Yes. For the 10 seconds she was talking about you, are you going to let that ruin your whole day and go in there and make a scene and make a point? Or are you going to let that shit go? Just like the $10, man. Let that shit go, man. 10 seconds of your life, somebody talked about you. What's the big deal?
Is that ruin your second? Hold on. Let me see.
You're doing the math. You got the calculator out fucking. But I bet. Even with this calculator, you don't get it right. Because I'm looking at you stare at the ceiling. It's not going to happen.
What's your formula?
And I want to see the number.
What's your formula?
I don't care how you get there. What does he got?
1440. His calculator says 1440.
60 seconds.
1440.
60 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Times 24 hours.
What?
No, no, no. 60 times 60 times 24.
Uh-huh.
60 times 24.
Is how many?
86.4.
86
what?
Four. So I did it backwards. It's 86.4. I said 84.6, but yeah, you know what I meant,
86.4.
Yeah. The point is...
Nigga, you was close. You were closer than that, my 1,400.
No, I don't need to know the exact number to make a point. The point is that if you had $86,400 and somebody stole 10 from you, it fuck that 10. If you have that many hours in a day, you're going to let this person take you out of your character to where you have to go up and say, I'm going to prove my point. I'm going to say what I got to say.
I'm going to use that analogy to him. I'm going to let him know. I'm like, man, fuck that shit. Just let that shit roll off your back like a duck.
So
it's just not worth ruining the rest of your day, the rest of your week, go to jail, mess of your year, whatever.
I don't know if I mentioned it. I think I did in a Slack room where this motherfucker tried me.
Tell me the one at the bar?
No, at a fucking Wendy's drive-thru.
In the Slack?
Yeah.
Somebody from the Slack tried you at Wendy's?
No, I mentioned it in the Slack.
Oh.
But I said I was going to do a recording on it, and I was so hot, I didn't really say anything. So I go to Wendy's, right, and I get a $5 biggie bag, right?
Okay.
And it's $5, right?
Yeah.
This nigga tells me it's $5.96. Now, I did order lemonade, right? But I was like, oh, well, I didn't know that was extra.
So it is, because it's a clear cup.
So
You didn't get the fountain lemonade. You got the one with the actual
the expensive
lemonade.
Yeah,
the Dave's shit, whatever, right? But so I didn't, so I got to the window.
Did you ask for the Dave's shit or did you say lemonade?
No, I just said lemonade, right?
Okay.
So when I get to the window, I said, hey, yo, $4.96. I was like, was that extra for lemonade or, you know, something? I said, was that all tax? And he's like, yeah, that was all tax. I said, it went from $5 to $5.96. Uh-huh. I'm like, I don't think that. He's like, oh, plus 50 for the lemonade. I said, well, I just asked you that. You said, no, it was all tax.
Right.
I'm like, I don't want it. I want just normal, the biggie bag, whatever comes with that. So just give me a Sprite, no ice. This motherfucker shuts the window and was like, I need a manager. This dude can't afford 50 cents. and this little snotty fucking, I mean, he probably was either in high school or just graduated, right?
Right.
Little chubby ass Mexican motherfucker, right? And I'm like, so he's fucking, then someone comes and he's like, yeah, this guy can't afford 50 cents. And so he says it again, right?
Uh-huh.
With the window closed, but I'm fucking, he says it loud enough I can hear him. He comes back, I'm like, hey, bro, you got 50 cents I could borrow? And he's like, nah, I don't. I was like, he's like, not on me. I'm like, well, what the fuck are you talking about then? You act like it ain't nothing. You ain't got it to get at me. He's like, but it's just 50 cents. I'm like, but do you got it? And I'm like, and it ain't your 50 cents. I said, and then he said, man, just shut up and go. I said,
okay. Really? Jimmy Mac, they're
$86,000. No, listen, listen to me though, right? I was ahead of the game because I told people this story and everybody's reaction like, what the fuck did you do? I said, listen, bro, you continue to work here. And I pulled on off, right? And I said, I need to speak to a manager. Because, you know, he was the first window. The next window is where I picked my shit up.
Right.
And I'm like, the manager came and I'm like, I told her. She's like, and, you know, he shouldn't be saying that. And I'm going to, you know, talk to him and da 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 da. Bitch didn't give me nothing free.
Right.
You know, this motherfucker just told me some outlandish shit. And the old Jamie Mac?
You'd have reached through that window and snatched that
He's
up,
lucky, honestly, at the time.
Threw him to the border.
That I don't have any local family like that, you know what I'm saying, that is grimy like that, that'll just snatch a motherfucker out of a drive-thru window just because they think it's fun. In California, I do. And out here, he's lucky because I would have went and got him. Because I know, but I thought about it, right? And everybody's like, oh, man.
I got time today.
I got this one dude at my work that is... I told you, the dude I'm trying to get to come on the show, angry motherfucker. He like, man, let's go back up there. And I'm like, you probably could fight the nigga because you look like a little kid. You know what I mean? And they probably be like, it's just two kids scrapping and shit. You know,
right,
no big
you're
deal.
You're going to jail.
Right, I'm going to jail. So yeah, you could probably fight him for me if you want. I fuck him up.
I would have got my entire refund back.
I wrote a, I went white
girls. A hard letter?
Yeah, a sternly, all caps.
Sternly word letter?
Most of it. There was a lot of caps going on. I did a survey.
Ooh.
And so at first I was like, you know what? I'm on my lunch. I only got fucking so much time.
Right.
I don't got time for this shit. I can't be late because I want to fucking complain about Alex.
Right.
So I fucking Alex at Wendy's.
Right.
I was about to say the name of the fucking location, but
doesn't matter. Fuck him.
Stonebridge. The fucking, what was that, Alpharetta?
Alpharetta, yeah.
Fuck him. Fuck Alex at Stonebridge.
He's a little chubby fuck, too, because I could have lit into it. I could have really probably made him cry because he looked gay. He was overweight. working the fucking drive-through window at Wendy's.
Drinking all the fucking lemonade.
I'm just like,
that you're
dude,
to get.
I'm just saying, dude, your life isn't the greatest.
Well,
right,
I mean, he's
now
still a kid, so we don't know.
Maybe.
What he might be like.
Maybe. He could have graduated.
He might be a dot-com kid.
He doesn't look like he got. He's going far.
No.
Nah.
You know, like he looks like that's where he's gonna end up.
Hey,
most likely to succeed. Not
meatloaf. That's his fucking future. Yeah. He's screaming fucking 30-year-old asking his mom for meatloaf and
that's
shit.
That's too bad.
But I didn't react. I'm just saying I understood it was 10 seconds, but honestly, really, I knew. The reality of time was affecting me. I only had 45 minutes. It took me
so if you weren't at work, you probably would have
went in.
You'd have went in the building?
I would have went in the building. I would have gotten.
What if he had walked around the counter?
Oh, no. He wouldn't have done that.
I would have still walked off. I'm not fighting that little kid.
No, I'm not going to fight him.
What are you going to do? If he jumped at you. Like, he didn't hit you.
Like, he bucked.
He didn't hit you, but he, like, was like trying to make you flinch.
I got crazy reflexes, bro. I'm telling you, I already socked a girl that way. Yeah. Don't do that.
But, I mean, you're grown now, though.
But it's still the same reflexes.
Yeah.
I don't know any different.
What if he just reached over and bit your cheeseburger and then gave it to you? Just shut up and go.
Yeah, shut up and go. He's chewing on my shit. Nah, we'd have had real problems. I'd have been late.
What if you started fighting me? You started kissing you while you're fighting. Could you keep fighting, nigga? They just kept kissing you.
I don't know how kind of fight that I'm doing that is allowing him to do this, right?
Because he's like really strong.
I'm not doing a good job of fighting if he's still kissing.
He's like really strong, and like he's not even trying. He's just holding you. Like when you're punching, he's just holding you and kissing you. Could you keep fighting that nigga? I couldn't. I'd be scared out of my mind.
I would. Yeah, there would be.
I'd be so terrified of a nigga who's getting punched and is just kissing me. Either he's on some, he don't have pain, he doesn't have any like nerves in
but
his body.
But the good thing about it is whatever he's on is like some lovey shit. You know what I mean? It's not like rip you to shred shit. This nigga's kissing you. You know what
until
I mean?
Until he sticks his dick in you.
It could be worse. yeah, Jay Smooth. I mean, your question again was, should you give?
Of course he cares what people think about him.
I don't. Overall,
why do you
honest,
wear? Why do you wear this? Why do you dress the way you dressed in, Jay Smooth?
I like feeling good.
I'm cute as fuck.
No, right. Why do you need all this extra?
Like, nigga, I don't. Nigga, I don't do extra. Nigga, I just like to look good.
Why'd you buy the luxury vehicle?
Nigga, you were so extra last week with those shorts. With the frill, with the frill and
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, that's the shit that's in.
But why do you wear that?
Julio Jones hat.
I've always wore shit like that.
And he's asking you why? Because you give a fuck what people think.
No, because I like to look good, nigga. So when a motherfucker say,
why?
Oh, you look
for
good.
For the mirror? You like looking good for
you
the mirror?
You look good, my nigga. You look good, my nigga.
So you like to hear people tell you look good.
I mean, they're going to tell me I look good anyway. But you don't have to tell me I look good. I'm that dude, honestly, J-Mac, I'm the motherfucking dude that you don't have to fucking tell me I look good. And I tell my shit, I know I fucking look good.
This is
I do. Okay. I do. Let's I know
fatten,
I look good.
Let's fatten you up, man. Okay. What does CSI stand for in the TV show by the same name?
That would be crime scene investigation.
What is it called when the liquid vapor pressure equals the pressure of the gas above it?
What is it called?
Yes.
It would be...
What is that? What is the term for that?
That would be a low pressure system.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
A hexagon has 5.
What two mammals spend their entire lives in the water?
Like in the water?
In the water.
Would that be orcas and dolphins?
Orca is a whale, so you mean whales?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. You said, hold up.
You said orcas.
Yeah.
What is that?
Isn't that?
I'm assuming you mean whale. But I mean,
killer whale.
So just killer whales, not sperm whales.
I don't know.
Blue whales, not. Okay.
Can I go with orcas? I mean,
sure. Orcas.
Whales are orcas, right?
So. No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
What is the international? What is the international governing board of soccer?
That would be FIFA.
Okay.
That feels like 5 for 5.
I don't know about that.
I don't want to get on technical shit on the orcas, bro. That's fucking a whale.
Nah, bro.
It's a killer
I tried
whale.
To get you to fix it, and you didn't.
It's a killer whale, bro.
If he says whale, all right, Jason. One of his answers, I'm gonna tell you like this.
No, we don't need to do that. We don't need to do that.
One of his answers.
Nah, that's not necessary.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't mean he's going to get it.
It's unnecessary.
One of his answers is dependent on you. If you get one of them right, he gets it wrong. So you got to get all these right, man. Why does that bother you?
It was unnecessary.
He's not going to get it.
I mean, honestly, I feel like you did him a disservice. You put more pressure on him.
I like pressure.
I'm about to get this shit.
Okay. All right, Jason, you ready?
Yeah.
What does CSI stand for in the TV show by the same name?
CSI.
I love when he does that.
crime scene investigation. Criminal. CSI. Crime scene investigation.
What? Say it again for me so I can hear you.
Criminal scene investigation.
Okay, look, stop laughing. Say it one last time.
Criminal scene investigation.
Okay. What is it called when the liquid vapor pressure equals to the pressure of the gas above it?
Say that again.
What is it called when the liquid vapor pressure equals to the pressure of the gas above it?
Evaporation.
Okay.
What is it equal to?
What's it called?
Evaporation.
I don't know.
Okay. How many sides does a hexagon have?
Hex is 5.
Okay.
T-Mac.
What two mammals spend their entire lives in the water?
What two? Mm-hmm. Entire lives in the water. A whale? Isn't that a mammal?
And what else? Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man. A whale or what else?
You said what two mammals?
Yes. Which two mammals?
Spend their entire life?
Entire lives in the water. Go ahead.
Entire lives in the water.
You want to start over?
Yeah. Did I say something wrong?
You said whale. So go ahead.
Is whale not a mammal?
Chase, move. Quick.
A dolphin?
Dolphin and what else? And a whale?
Hold on. Be honest. Hold on. Fuck that. They spend their entire life
what
in water?
What two mammals spend their entire lives in the water?
What is a mammal?
I can't answer that for you right now.
Can you say what a mammal is?
I can. It's trivia. I can't answer any questions.
J-Man. Fuck you, J-Man.
Come on,
it's
man.
Fucked up. So a whale is not a mammal.
Answer the question. What two mammals spend their entire lives in the water? Go.
Let me see.
Quick, man. Come
all
on,
right,
man.
This is so
funny. Come on, man. Just answer.
Okay, I answered it. I said it. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Well,
no, you got to say something. You said dolphin, right?
I don't know.
You said a dolphin. And what else?
Spend their entire life in the water.
Yes.
You did
what two
dirty.
Mammals?
You did them dirty.
Spend their entire life in the water.
Yes.
I don't know. I'll be honest.
All right. What is the International Governing Board of Soccer?
The International
Governing Board of Soccer.
Fuck, it's the acronym for it, right?
Sure.
Say that again.
What is the International Governing Board of Soccer? Come on, man. Just give me an answer, man.
I don't know. NSA? I don't know.
NSA? NSA? Okay. All right, let's go through these.
I forgot the Soccer Association name.
Okay, let's go through these. What was the CSI stand for? A TV show by the same name? You had it right, nigga.
Crime scene investigation.
But you said criminal, and I asked you to say it one more time.
Crime
and you
scene
say criminal scene.
No, hold up, though. Let's start over. He fucked you up by telling you that you had to get one something right because you, from that point on, were questioning everything you fucking said from the beginning. You said, okay, let's go. I'm going to show you how you fucked up.
All right, so it's crime scene investigation. Jim Matt got one. What is it called when the liquid vapor pressure equals to the pressure of the gas above it? That is what's known as the boiling point.
Oh.
Boiling point.
The boiling point.
That's right.
How many sides does a hexagon have? 6. Both of you guys got that wrong. You both said 5.
I meant to say plus 1.
Oh, okay.
It is right.
What two mammals spend there? We'll come back to that one. What is the International Governing Board of Soccer? FIFA.
FIFA, it is.
Jimmy Mac got that one, so he's got 2. You got 1. What two mammals?
What did he get? Oh, crime. No, what did he get?
You're right. He didn't get any.
Okay.
2-0. What two mammals spend their entire lives in the water?
Let's see.
So first of all, J-Mac said orca. And I said, do you mean a whale? He said, no.
I just said orca, man. Orca is a killer whale, bro. So.
Okay, but that's a whale. So I said, so just orcas? He's like, well, no, technicality, that's right. Orca is a whale. I was like, I don't know. How about this? If Jay Smooth says whale, then you don't get credit for it. So the first thing you said was whale. I giggled because he didn't get credit for it anymore, and you decided to change your answer.
No, I said whale
no,
and dolphin.
No, but nigga, you at
you
the
did.
End, you,
you
just
said,
said
well, you said,
I said
nothing.
You just
you said
out. Whale and dolphin.
You said you didn't know. You said you didn't know.
And you tapped out because you kept fucking up. You said everything. You said a whale. You said dolphins, and then you just kept going on, well, okay. What is a mammal?
Well, here's the problem, though. Dolphins aren't fucking mammals, you idiots.
What is it?
It's like a porpoise or something.
It's a mammal.
Dolphins are not mammals.
It's a porpoise. Cause it got
was it tuna? Albacore? What the fuck is what,
what's the other one?
No. It's a manatee. Manatees and whales are the only mammals that spend their entire life. So like otters and platypus, they come out of the water.
What is a manatee?
Manatees.
It's like the one I remember seeing that shirt, manatees wearing.
It looks kind of like you.
It kind of does.
It does. It
kind of like when it floats.
Yeah.
You float, yeah. Jason?
So whales, and not just orcas, but all whales and manatees are the only two mammals that spend their entire lives.
But orcas would be right, though.
No, orca would not be so, right.
Come on, bro. Are you saying an orca doesn't spend its entire life
I
in water?
I asked you.
No, are you trying to say an orca does
two
not?
Two mammals. An orca is too specific.
But it does, but that's a right answer.
Listen, fuck you, David.
Orcas.
Fuck you, too, be honest. Motherfuckers. Like, is this nigga biting on his arm or something? Like,
yeah, I think so.
It's just, yeah, he's just nibbling, you know. That's what orca. That's what manatees do. They be hungry all the time. Snacks.
Anyway,
looking for vittles.
An orca is. I don't. And honestly, to be honest, why wouldn't you just call it a killer whale? Why do you say orca?
Because of the movie.
So you're really just saying some shit because it's not even. You don't.
That's the name of it. The nickname is a killer whale. The technical name is an orca.
And it's a what?
It's a whale.
Okay. So name another whale that doesn't have whale in the name. So what's humpback. What's the technical humpback whale? Go ahead.
That's not their real names.
So you're telling me the only whale that doesn't have whale in the name is an orca? Come on, man. You sure that's not the nickname? Are you sure that's not the name of one killer whale? What is an orca? Are orcas the ones that perform? Are they circus killer whales? I'm just saying. Are you sure what you're saying is true? Or did you just say that too? What are you doing? You're not gonna answer?
Hold on. No, because I'm just looking up some shit. I'm sure they all have. Uh-huh. See, yeah, the fucking humpback whale, right? Uh-huh. Is the fucking nickname because YouTube, everybody else is too fucking dumb.
No. I'm not talking about the scientific name.
No, that's what an orca scientific name. That's
orca is a scientific name. Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Yes.
You willing to put your kids' lives on it?
No, but yes.
Yes or no?
I said no, but yes.
No, you can't say both, man. We'll move along. But Jace, move.
Megapatera Nova Inglingi. That's what the fucking, that's the humpback whale.
What's the orca?
Orca.
No, nigga. So all that shit from Mingling and Jingling Jing Chai is the humpback whale. The killer whale is just orca. Come on, man. Come on, man.
How do you translate killer? How long do you want killer to be translated
come
into?
Come on, man. Humpback killer, same number of syllables.
It's just orca.
Come on, man. You're not even going to look it up, are you? You don't even know how to spell it, do you? How do you spell orca?
ORCA. Okay.
Why wouldn't you have looked that up? Why would you look up humpback whale first?
Because I know orca is the real.
Because you know that's full of shit, man. Come on, man. I don't like doing this to you, J-Mac. You got a doctorate.
There we go. Orca's name is Orsinius Orca.
Okay. So it's a shortened name.
Yeah.
Okay. I get you that.
Is a toothed whale belonging to the oceanic dolphin family.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Look up dolphin.
Uh-oh.
Look up dolphin.
I was already. Hey, Jay Smooth. I think dolphins are mammals. What are you? He's saying I'm about looking, to explain what you're doing.
No, I was looking at. I'm trying to confirm these damn answers that Beyonce was talking about.
Why would I lie?
Is a dolphin a mammal?
Oh my god! If you're gonna do something like that, at least do it for the microphone so that everybody else can hear you.
No, I don't. I'm just asking so I can get to it. I'm just using my fucking personal assistant here. Me and my personal assistant are having a conversation.
Like every mammal, dolphins are warm-blooded. Unlike
like
fish,
every mammal
who breathe through gills, dolphins breathe air using lungs. Dolphins must be frequent trips to make frequent trips.
I don't
to
know them. Why you do this to me. You fucking make me whales, fucking flex my doctor.
Whales are porpoises. Are also mammals.
Come on, bro. What are you doing?
Whales and porpoises are also mammals, be honest.
He just wanted us to look smarter than we really are. Thank you, be honest.
I got that one wrong.
So even though they live in the ocean all of the time, dolphins are mammals, not fish.
That's what I thought they were.
All right.
Hey, man. Flipper, orca, so those used to be my shit.
So neither one of you got it right, though, because neither one of you said whales.
I did.
I said whales.
You did
dolphins.
Not say whale. You took it back. You said no answer.
But you act like orcas
said orca.
Don't live in the ocean all their life.
But technically, he took it back.
Yeah.
So you get credit.
Looks like
you
get credit.
No, he don't get credit for it.
Yeah, you took it back because you didn't say whale.
He said, I don't got nothing.
No, you get nothing because you have to get both answers.
No,
nigga.
I did.
He said dolphins too?
Yeah, bro.
No, nah, you said one specific motherfucker.
No, he said dolphins.
No, he said one type of fucking whales.
And that motherfucker lives in the ocean all its life. And it's a mammal. So back the fuck
okay,
up.
Okay, 3-0. Okay, J-Matt.
Yeah.
Kudos that's right. for you.
Thank you. I know. See, now you're taking away because now you're making me realize the fact that
kudos for you,
I should never take any joy in beating the fucking village idiot.
That's fine.
So, okay, so we got some questions, nonsense questions.
Let's
what's
do it.
What's better? Let's come up with questions.
J-Mac, motherfucker, learning what an herbivore is. Herbivore.
Can somebody else read them?
Yeah.
J-Mac, please do.
No, you come on.
Hey,
Jay
nice
Smooth.
Nice shirt you got on. Ain't that a winter shirt?
J-Smooth, are you sure you don't want to read? Because that's no, always entertaining. That.
Nope,
okay, whatever, like whatever. Shut
you
up.
You sound smart.
All right, first question. Would you recommend a 20-year-old living with his or her boyfriend / girlfriend? Why or why not?
Would you recommend a 20-year-old living with his or her girlfriend? Why or why not?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this is a kid?
Yeah, I guess.
A child of you of yours?
Yeah, you want your child. I maybe not. Maybe just any 20-year-old.
You say yes? No, go ahead.
I did it when I was coming up.
At 20?
Right? At 20, right? You know what I'm saying? It just depends on their responsibility level. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's up to the individual. Would I recommend it? No, I probably wouldn't recommend it unless you're ready for some shit like that.
What the fuck does that mean? I wouldn't recommend it unless you're ready for some shit
I mean,
like that.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily recommend my 20-year-old son to live with his girl. I wouldn't. Live life a little bit, my nigga.
Isn't he kind of doing that now?
What? That's not what I recommended.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
What if they in their own shit, though?
That's that caveat to it. That if you ready for it and you decide to do that shit and you're ready for it and you can accept the responsibility and all and what it
so
takes.
So you're
to
saying,
do
it sounds like you're saying if you got your own shit, then go ahead.
If you can handle it, go ahead, but I wouldn't recommend the shit. That's not what my that's not my first priority.
So then
live life, enjoy it a little bit. Don't be locked down to a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoy it what you can because
until you're in your 40s or something.
No, because what happens is you don't have to wait until you're in your motherfucking 40s, but you know, just enjoy life some and that way you don't never have to regret, you know, you not really enjoying
it. Oh, so that's why you're doing what you're doing? You don't want to ever regret anything?
No,
that's why you're waiting.
I could have been motherfucking married. I just choose not to.
Oh, nigga, stop it!
What question? We doing question of nonsense, right?
So you said the reason why because so you don't want to be locked down. Live your life.
Live your life.
I feel like
herbivore.
As a 20-year-old, here's what I say. If it's my kid, you move in with somebody else. Don't let them move in with you.
Or what if you guys were getting why that?
Because of leases.
Okay.
And
so
if somebody
put that credit up.
If somebody says, yeah, we're going to get a place together or whatever, and then your name is on the lease, you know that the first couple of times you move in with somebody, that's just going to fail.
Yeah.
So I would say if they're moving in with someone who already has a place, why not? It's no harm, no foul. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't work out, they can come back home. You know what I'm saying? At least they tried it, and now they kind of see what real shit is, what is. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they have a car note, and the car note and then paying rent didn't work out, but you don't want them to learn that on their dime if they can help it.
And lame in turn, use them motherfuckers. Don't let them use you.
That's not the
clear way of putting it, right?
I don't know. Be honest. Is that what he's saying? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I was saying.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Use them motherfuckers. If they fuck, they can fuck their credit up. You handle your responsibility and, you know, contribute or whatever. But don't allow them motherfuckers to fuck your shit up because they might walk out of whatever.
I think it's imperative for people to live together before they go to whatever next step. I mean, that's got to. I mean, it depends, right? I mean, I don't know your relationship, but so I can't say that I would root against it. I don't know how long you guys been together, this, that, and the other. 20, you're fucking grown.
Nigga,
and like you said, if you are able to afford the rent and whatever else, you know, bills you have, why not start trying to figure some shit out? And if that's where you guys think your guys' relationship is headed, what the fuck, who am I to say no? You know what I mean?
You got to do it sometime.
Yeah. So, I mean, By 20, I was
12.
Living.
You was 12.
Keep living with them motherfuckers until you figure it out. Just keep living.
Well, yeah, because you gotta. You don't really know people until you live with them. To be honest,
Jay Smooth has spent 3 decades.
Yes.
Of trying to figure it out.
So yeah, I mean, is practice makes perfect.
He's like, no, perfect practice.
You're like a, you're like the perfect roommate right now.
A serial roommate.
Yeah, right. Jason, yeah, I mean, he like cleans up like after himself like, as he
calls the kids.
Yeah.
Dad, I mean, kid, they're his kids and stuff. And then, and but you know, he's got a good transition program. They go from being his kid to being his nephews and nieces. So he doesn't like totally get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? That's a pretty good transition
they
program.
They graduate to like secondary, like not, not
child left behind.
Secondary family members, exterior, not direct family members. You can't, right. You can't take a like a bereavement day for the National War.
Next question. Next question, J-Mac. Let's stay on topics.
All right. When moving into a new place, what do you look forward to doing first?
I think everybody tries to have sex first.
Yes.
That's before the furniture even comes
in.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to figure out where... You need to christen.
You got
to
have like...
So what kind of place like are we moving spirits. Into?
You're like a crib. Place. Like a place.
What do you mean?
Any place, apartment, home,
you whatever. Got a house. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. That's not the first thing you do when you get to a place?
Yeah. It's like marking your territory. It's like,
we pretty much figuring out what we're going to buy and shit, and then we fuck when once everything's in.
So you wait till all the furniture's in, then you fuck?
Oh, so he's looked forward to buying furniture, new furniture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to leave some musk. Right. I'm trying to musk scent that motherfucker.
Like, hey, y'all, don't go in your bedroom for a little while.
Somebody, some
me
people,
your mama was in there.
Some people walk around with sage. We just, you know, just walk around.
Your dick is a sage.
Sage dick.
What, next question. What do you least like about moving?
So part of the same question.
Yeah, this
people. Are these all the same one question?
Yeah, this person's all, obviously moving.
They move, and they move with a 20-year-old.
Moving shit, packing shit. Carrying shit, unloading shit.
Packing is the part. To me, packing is the part.
Packing and unpacking.
No, unpacking is fine because you can take it out slowly and where you want it, and boxes will stay there for 3, 4, 5, 10.
That's why
6 years.
That's how you right.
Right.
That's
but
how you
packing
know.
Is fucking annoying.
Because you have to do it.
Yeah.
See, the unpacking you don't. See,
well,
that's
let me add packing and then cleaning up.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's that tedious shit at the end of moving and then just moving the shit out. Like, at the age I'm at now, I don't want to move shit.
Oh, I don't move anymore.
I'm, like, hiring
Matter of fact, Rose Petal was moving, and I politely declined. But I did offer to help pay for the moving service if she wanted to chip in and get moving service.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do
she
from
said
now.
No.
That's what I'm going to have to do from now on.
Like, man, when you this old...
Jace Boo, you could have fucking made some brownie points, bro.
I don't want a fucking brownie point. I'm not moving a rose petal on her neck.
That'd be some shit.
Nah, fuck that.
Hey, come
fuck
on, that. Man. You always...
Unless nigga at work, I christen that nigga shit while they gone. You, like, hey, let me go ahead.
So you would smash her knowing she's living with her dude?
Yes.
If I could? You fucking right, nigga. I'm not going to pass. Opportunity comes knocking once in a lifetime, nigga. Don't allow that. I am not going to allow that ship to sail by. Toot that motherfucker up. I had motherfuckers talk shit in the past. I had a nigga, I had a chick when I was dating, and her nigga said, nigga, you would never get this pussy again. Never. When it was, when Hurricane Katrina hit, that nigga went back home, I fucked that nigga in their crib, in their front room, on her.
Is this nigga going
floor.
Back to high school for glory days? Like, Katrina?
No,
what year was that?
Katrina, nigga, we
2004?
Were grown.
2004?
What the
we
fuck?
Grown. We was grown, nigga.
I'm saying you went way back, nigga.
But I'm just saying that
like
was an example.
Like, I played quarterback in high school. Like,
but that was an,
fuck?
That was an example of a
Watch,
nigga
I can
say,
throw this over that
that's
mountain.
A nigga say, hey, nigga, you would never get this pussy. I'm like, nigga, never say never.
So you got one piece of pussy one time, and now you're
I got several of them. But I just went back
You're
to that
You're proud
one.
Of this.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just not. I'm
he
not
is.
That dude anymore, though.
Come on.
I'm just saying, don't. I never
you
say
are
that.
A sleazebag and you're proud of it.
I used to be. I'm a recovering. Mm-hmm. See, the first sign of recovery is being able to admit
that
you're wrong.
Say it. Say you're a sleazebag.
No, I used to be a sleazebag.
No. That's not how alcoholics do it. They still say they're alcoholic.
Yeah, no.
Still.
No. I said I'm a recovering.
You're in denial.
No.
He's still a recovering sexaholic.
Alcoholics say
I'm a recovering sexaholic.
And I'm an addict.
Yeah, they still say
I'm a recovering
sexaholic. You're just clean a certain amount of days.
I'm a recovering sex addict.
Nah, nigga. You're a fucking denial.
I'm 6 months clean.
Next question. We're just not about you. Give a fuck. All right. The follow-up from last week's premium topic. Consider the single parent because father has died, with her just out of high school son. He was lucky enough to get his first job after graduating with Amazon. Mom is in a good position job-wise, homeowner, etc., and only makes son pay his phone bill on her account, so it's only $65, half the internet bill, which is $25, and gas to work, $100, no license yet. Oh, so she drives him to work. So a total of $199 a month to help instill responsibility. Do you think adding more is necessary? Why or why not? That was some very detailed shit.
But you know, though, we have to give credit to Jay Smooth. It was his topic last week on the premium. And for all you free ski motherfuckers, we had a really good argument on the Friday show last week.
So are you saying that Jay Smooth should try to contribute topics more often?
I've said that before. I don't understand why he doesn't.
Why, my shit was good?
I just got through saying that we had a good show Friday and it was your topic. We basically did the whole show on your topic.
Let's be clear.
My biggest problem, and we'll talk about it later.
Let's be clear. Just like Andre Iguodala hit the game-winning three-pointer last night.
Don't get it twisted. That nigga is still a great player.
He's a good player now.
He was 0-for-11.
Yeah, and
the nigga was an all-star on his team that he led years back.
Sure,
but
years I'm just back. What's about right now,
nigga,
my nigga?
Years back, nigga. I was an all-star on the podcast.
What year?
1, 2, and 3.
What podcast? This nigga used to podcast before he even fucked with us.
Must have.
Hey, nigga. Next topic. So, what was the question?
Do you think $190 is cool to still, like, you know? Something?
Can you read that question over again?
No, we don't even read it.
That's hella long.
So the cell phone bill, it's on her account.
Yeah, cell phone on her account. Half the internet bill. And gas to go to work.
The gas go to work is a weird one. So can I separate those three? I would say the internet and the phone bill, that's your responsibility. You got a phone.
Listen, plan. You must have not heard this question, be honest.
What?
She said.
He works at Amazon.
No, listen.
Yeah.
Do you think adding more is necessary? She wants to know, not fucking is that too much.
Oh.
Should I tax this nigga more?
To teach them responsibility?
Yes. Is more, so to instill responsibility, do you think adding more is necessary?
I don't think she's teaching them a responsibility.
Let me add something to that, J-Mac. I had this conversation over the course of the weekend with some great friends of mine, right? And they were saying— With some good friends of mine.
They
were great friends. So anyway, so they were kind of siding with you, be honest, on what they were saying. They said that
one of these great friends talk about you and you—
Come on, be honest. So let me finish my point before I lose my shit. So what they were saying was, be honest, was saying, like, with his kids, right? As a parent, he's responsible. He'll pay all of the bills, right, in the house. They have a house to come to and all of that shit. Now, if they decide to make whatever little bills outside of that, that's their bills that they make. He provides the overall bills. He said for his daughter, right, they were doing everything. They paid the car note, car insurance, everything. It was doing everything, right? She had a house.
Everything.
Everything.
Okay.
But when she started saying that she's grown and she wasn't holding up her end of the bargain as far as school and things like that, they said, okay, since you're grown, we're going to allow you to start doing grown things, right? You're going to be responsible for your car insurance, your car note, right, and your tuition for school. You still got a house to come to. We're still paying all the bills and all that stuff.
Hold up. Can she fuck in the house?
I don't know.
That's a slippery slope that I'm telling y'all.
I hate when this happens
because see, it just, it's him.
What I'm saying is, I don't know if that's the case. Her boyfriend isn't in town, right? But
so when he comes to visit, he stays at the house?
I don't think so.
You see what I'm saying? If I pay bills, motherfucker,
she paying her car note.
But see, when you tag me with, see, this is the thing. There's a difference between the tag of you're grown,
right,
and you have to fucking pay your own.
No. If I'm paying for my own, you can kiss my ass.
Nope.
Shit.
Are you not?
If I'm not a kid no more, kids are the only ones who can't fucking house.
So now, be honest.
Kids are the only ones got curfews.
So be honest. Car note and car insurance doesn't even have anything really to do.
Okay.
With the house,
Now here's how I did that. The way I look at it like this, we have multiple cars. If you're driving one of my cars that's on my insurance, you're covered under my insurance, you're covered under my car. Now, when you go out there and get yourself a car, we're not even having this conversation. I can't put insurance on your car anyway. You have to get insurance on your own car. If you own the car, you got to get insurance in your name. So my daughter went out and bought herself a car.
No, she, you can get a,
you can put insurance on your name.
You can absolutely not put someone else's car on your insurance.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
You absolutely cannot. Call USAA right now. I can't put insurance on your car.
I did.
But you could do it for your child.
No, I
you cannot put insurance on a car that's in someone else's name.
Hey, the BMW is covered under USAA.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Look it up. That's your car.
I sold cars.
No.
That's
I
your car.
The BMW wasn't in my name.
With whose insurance?
This nigga didn't even own the BMW.
The BMW is not in my name.
You are a bad person, man.
Hey, look. The BMW
you drove that shit into under the ground, my nigga. You got
it's not in my name, but it's a...
He had a better insurance deal, Hunter. His
USAA cover me.
Oh, my God.
For the last few years.
I feel bad.
They say they do say that. They absolutely do fucking say that.
You have to lie but to put your insurance.
I never lie. I went online and I put that shit in there. I put the VIN and all that, and they cover me.
Yeah,
straight
but
up.
It is not legal.
It is.
It is not legal
to
insure someone else's car.
I had people put their fucking their mom. They use their mom's insurance when they bought their car.
Okay,
I've seen that. I've
that's
seen
legal.
People.
That's you're right. That's legal.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. All
right, you're right. That's legal. Hold on. We're not done. We're not done with that one yet.
No, I know.
So, okay.
You said that so to help instill.
No. Jay Smooth was saying that.
So you're saying
what
more.
I think about the car note.
You're saying add more money.
No, I'm saying that no, they should. That's
tax this nigga.
The
more.
Only one that matters is the gas because that's how they get to work.
Right.
So if I'm taking.
His cell phone bill?
It's on my plan though.
So
I pay my plan,
but it's not extra.
I went out there and got a plan.
That's bullshit, right there.
I pay all my kids' phones right now. All of my kids. Matter of fact, I pay my kids, my wife, my mother, and my I pay all my family's.
And it's all the same bill.
Everybody.
Yes.
I'm saying, is it the same price? Right. My question is, so you're trying to tell me that it's not more than if
it's
you just
more.
Say if you okay. So it's not the same. You're taking on more of a burden just because you have a.
Okay, so first of all, you don't burden yourself. If you can't afford it, don't do it.
No. It's not okay. So I'm on a plan too with my dad. He don't fucking pay my bill.
Why?
Because it's fucking. It's cheaper to be on his fucking plan.
You have your own house.
And it's $45.
That's not what we're talking about.
And dad's credit is a lot better.
We're talking about a child that lives with you.
The in-laws don't.
What in-laws?
I thought you said you covered all the families.
I pay for my mom's cell phone just because I want to.
Oh,
that's
right,
a choice.
Right.
But I also pay all my kids, the ones that live here and the ones that don't live here.
Right.
It's more, yes. It's more because I have more people on my plan. But no, I'm not going to charge. I'm not going to nickel and dime my fucking kids.
It ain't nickel and diming these niggas.
I can afford my cell phone bill.
I understand that. So
I sit my ass on the internet too. I'm not going to charge you for usage of the internet. Like it's already, the internet bill's already there.
Just get unlimited and everybody gets unlimited.
Exactly. And so you're going to charge them a portion? Nigga, you download about 6 gigabytes worth of data this month.
No,
so
this is what happens. When you get a bill,
yeah,
your bill says what amount each line.
Who gives a fuck? Do you have internet or do you not have internet?
No. But I'm just telling you, it tells you how much the bill
who's
is
using
for that
what?
Line. Not
who's
even
using
how many, how much is using
no,
it.
No.
This, out of the total bill,
internet
this
is,
line
is
has
one
this
bill.
Much.
No, internet is the house internet. She's not talking about the phone internet.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like, okay, the internet.
Right. So the house internet. I'm going to pay for the house internet. I'm going to pay for my cell phone bill that you're attached to. Now, if you decide to go out and do some other shit, it's on you.
Talk about if you want to do something on a
cell phone. I need a new phone. Well, you better see how to get that Apple deal or whatever.
Now, okay. As long as
that's part of the bill.
But now they can pay for their phone on your account. They'll just have to pay for
that. No. You're not listening to me. I'm not adding a phone to my plan. They got a phone when we first got the line.
Right. I want
to
upgrade.
No, okay, then what you need to do is you need to go upgrade with Apple. Apple has a plan. You can do an iPhone for life too. You can go. Matter of fact, me and Kit just did that on our phones. We went to Apple. We didn't go to T-Mobile.
Right.
We got our phones upgraded through Apple. You can do that. And that bill comes. It's another bill. It's not part of. It's a 2-year plan, but it's with Apple. It's not with T-Mobile.
Why won't you just let them do it, T-Mobile?
No, because that's me incurring a cost for something that you could break and then I have to keep replacing. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, man, you got to keep the same energy, bro.
I did. I gave my phone out the gate. Now, whatever you do after that, it's up to you. Keep that phone. Your phone works. What are you talking about?
Okay, but if it
and
breaks.
And I got insurance on your phone. My insurance covers your phone.
Okay, so you'll pay if it breaks.
I don't have to pay. We pay $25 deductible.
Okay.
Wells Fargo has a deal where if you pay your phone bill with your Wells Fargo credit card, you pay a $25 deductible and they get the phone fixed.
But you'll pay for that?
$25.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. My point is that when you add, that's on you. I'm going to give you what you need.
You added when you came on.
No. You need a phone. You cannot live without a phone.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
You cannot live without a phone. There's no one over the age of, I would say probably in this day and time, 15. You cannot be over the age of 15 and not have a cell phone. It doesn't work that way.
No, it's got a computer or a tablet.
No, you need a phone. It's not like, I mean, back in the day when we were younger, you could go hours and hours without hearing from somebody, mm-hmm. and it was fine. You know, you left your mom in the morning, you got home that night, nobody was looking for you. Nowadays, people are looking for your ass in 2 or 3 hours if you haven't checked in and you're supposed to be somewhere or whatever.
Nigga, they always looking for me. I hate the flip phone shit.
All right, next question.
I wish we go back to pagers.
So y'all done with that question?
I mean, because again, I think that I disagree that, you know, if you
fucking make them pay, right?
No, it's not make them pay, but you say there's nothing being learned there. I think that's bullshit.
What are they
learning? They're learning how to fucking pay a bill.
No, they're not. They're learning not to disappoint you.
What?
They're like, because what they need to know is they need to know if they don't pay, what happens. And if they don't pay the cell phone bill, now you're fucking your parents up. You see what I'm saying? So now they have to pay the bill anyway. So your parents, what are you learning? That you can fuck your parents over? You see what I'm saying? Let's say, for instance, they didn't pay that $65 cell phone bill, right? If they didn't pay that bill, either the mother is going to have to pay the bill, or her account is going to go negative, and she's going to have a bad hit on her credit. So in other words, she's going to just pay the fucking bill. And you know she's going to just pay the bill. Right. So what did the kid learn?
They got a buy here, pay here plan.
What did they learn, J-Mac?
Because again, when there's a conversation that has to happen, right?
You ain't feeling pain. If all I got to do is just default and my mom will take care of it, that's not pain, my nigga.
No. Hold on.
Pain is temporary. It may last an hour, a day. but it will subside.
Here's the thing, right? So then then the mom says, well, fuck it. If you're not going to pay your bill, I'm going to cut that line off. Early termination fee for what? Not anymore, because they don't have deals anymore. But now your phone is in the plan, though. So your EIP, equipment purchase plan or whatever, you got to pay that in full. Right. So you're still fucking somebody over. That's not the same thing.
I'm going to take it and give it to your little sister.
Nah, come on, man. I'm going to take it and give it. Why does your little sister not have a phone already?
Because she ain't 15 yet.
She's 10.
Yeah.
She's 7.
Yep.
You gonna give a 7-year-old iPhone?
Yep. Because I think I'm already paying for it.
Come on, man.
And I'm not gonna incur these other prices, but I'm not gonna.
You ain't got no little sister. What, you gonna have two phones?
Fucking.
Come on, man.
Offer up.
You know
nigga.
This is ridiculous.
Offer up.
You know this is ridiculous. Your point is ridiculous.
No.
You're not teaching your kid anything.
You are.
What?
You fucking learning how to fucking pay a bill, nigga.
Learning how to. Who doesn't know how to pay a bill?
Niggas that don't pay.
What do you mean?
There's people out there that don't pay their bills.
And if that kid doesn't pay his bill, then what? There's no consequence.
There are.
My mom's mad at me. She's really mad.
What's the difference between that?
She's steaming mad.
What's the difference between that and saying,
she's so mad.
You're fucking paying a bill. You fucking got, you know, your own place, and then you can't pay your bill, and they fucking kick you out, and you can come back home. What's the difference? Who cares? Who are you really pissing? Who did you offend? No one? I mean,
well, there's a big difference in having your own shit and your own stuff and your own time and all that stuff and then not having it anymore. That's a big difference.
Not really.
That's a really big difference.
Not when you come back home.
That's a really big difference.
Yes, but I can come back home.
But it's a really big difference. Losing all those freedoms and those abilities is a big difference than...
I still got friends that got their own place that we can hang out at.
Well, then why would you move out?
What you talking about?
Why even move out? If you got places you can go, why even move out? You wouldn't move out.
Well, I wanted my own place to
You're
have parties
stuff
and shit.
Now. You know there's a big difference in that.
All right, next question. Jay's billion. Everyone keeps asking, what is he doing to help...
Jay-Z?
Jay-Z.
Oh, okay. Does it say Jay-Z?
You know what?
It said Jay-Z.
It said Jay's, but I didn't see the space there.
Oh, okay.
So Jay-Z's billion. Everyone keeps asking, what is he doing to help Brooklyn now that he has had the money? And I find it bizarre. To be clear, my position is that he doesn't have to do a damn thing. This thing for any... Do a tham, and they capitalized thing, which threw me off. Damn thing for anyone with his money. And they capitalize his to emphasize. It's his hard-earned money. With that being said, I have two questions. A, do you feel that it's only expected of him because he is black? I less frequently hear this asked of other billionaires. B, you all come from humble beginnings. If you were to become a billionaire, would you then feel obligated to take care of Atlanta, Vacaville, or Sippin'Nah? Or the Sip.
What's Vacaville?
I'm assuming that that's one of the places I live. So
is that one of the places you live?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So someone's doing research, I guess.
Oh, God.
I may have said it.
They in there, boy.
It's funny because you just said something about that recently about Vacaville.
Yeah.
Today. I think it was
today.
No, I didn't say
I'm talking about out there. What we were talking about earlier. I think we was talking earlier.
Out there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the first question is do you feel because he's black?
No, he's already black. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They don't, that's the only kind of the shit they drain black people with, man.
Yeah, you got to give it up. I mean, you got, I mean, so,
you're not real if you don't.
Yeah, you got to come up off that.
What'd you say, Jason?
I mean, it's just amazing how they, as blacks, we always put that on other blacks, but like they were saying in this question, it's not expected out of the whites.
Is Oprah a billionaire?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think that we expect that out of Oprah, do we?
We do actually.
A lot of motherfuckers.
What school she? What's she doing with the money?
But she always, that motherfucker always be like, you get this. And she done blessed a lot of motherfuckers.
That was kind of like, I mean.
She don't pay for any of that
shit.
Yeah,
none of that shit.
But all that shit is right
off. Well, actually, I don't know. When they'll give out cars, everybody, I think she probably has to do something. I don't think Buick is just giving out.
You don't think the Oprah Winfrey show, like just for the publicity of the Oprah Winfrey show, that you were part of that extravaganza, the view this.
Recalls.
Right.
They give away the recalls. They're like refurbished cars.
A refurbished Buick.
Still smell do that.
Motherfucking rental cars that they just got past their life cycle.
I would take that bitch.
I would too.
Okay. Yeah, it's because he's black.
That's only black people. That's black people shit for real.
B.
The B part of it, I'm not giving Atlanta shit. I'll open something for Atlanta.
Yeah. That's giving Atlanta something.
I would do like you said, I would give back in a way where I open a community center. I've always said some type of community center and give back to youth in different areas of town. One on the east side, south side, and north side, where kids have a place to, the west side too, where kids have a place to go to, because like the Boys and Girls Club, you know, they still have it nowadays, but it's not as big like it was back in
the
day.
I don't know that you could actually help people in the SIP. I don't know if I'm just being elitist about that.
You really could.
I don't know that there's any hope.
Fucking give them a fucking bus pass out of the fucking SIP.
That'd be good too. That's a hand up.
Anywhere.
That's a hand up.
Give them a startup cost in another city.
Yeah, that's it. Get them motherfuckers out.
Get them strippers out that was being racially profiled.
Some sort of vocation.
I would definitely open something in Atlanta, but I don't know about giving back.
That is giving back, be honest. Okay. You get very semantical.
I would make money off of it, though. So well, is that giving back?
You can do that.
I'm talking about like some type of program that, you know.
Get back from the government. You can. Yeah.
But I'm saying, though, I would, like, LeBron James has a school. He's not paying for the school by himself.
No, but I'm just saying.
He'll figure out a way to make money off of it.
And there's people that are probably, just getting, like, I know he gave away some few free tuitions. Everybody ain't got a free tuition to that school.
Right. Right.
I don't believe. I mean, it's hard to have a business that doesn't make money.
Some kind of money somewhere. Right. Right.
And it's okay if you're helping other people to make money. I don't think that's wrong.
But as far as we dipping into my billions now.
Ask the pastors. It's okay to profit.
How much you spending on that center? I'm gonna spend a good $10 million.
Yeah. Come on. That's giving back like a motherfucker.
Not out of a billion.
No. See, we're not doing that. We're not doing comparative to what I got.
It's the $10 out of $86,400.
Nope. That's when you're talking about getting upset with niggas. So when you're just talking about giving,
yeah,
it's all about what you gave.
Yeah.
Fuck what I got.
Right.
Is what I gave. If I invest $10 million into wherever, Atlanta, wherever,
yeah,
I'm giving back.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm a wandering Jew, right? So I don't necessarily know if I'm gonna give to, you know, specifically Vacaville. I'm where I'm at right now.
Eli.
What up?
They say you're a wandering Jew.
I am, right?
Why Eli, J. Smooth?
Hey, he was wandering. The nigga was walking for a long time.
He talking about
sword.
The book of.
Shit. Hey, you know what? As y'all was talking about these billionaires and shit, I was just sitting here. I was sitting here thinking about, I'm going to try to, I want to see if it's a way I can write Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, or one of these motherfuckers.
Sure, you can write
donate.
Them.
Shit, you better write fucking Mrs. Bezos. Well,
no, what about the dude?
Because she's one of the newest.
Amazon.
Yeah, she's one of the newest billionaires.
36
the,
billion.
You heard about
that? Look, that's a mother. How? Listen, but we already know.
You
we
heard about
know.
The black billionaire, what he did for the college.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. He paid for everybody's fucking tuition, all of their shit.
Everybody who goes to school?
No, everybody who's in that graduating class.
Yeah, he paid
the student loans.
Student loans, yeah.
So they can start
school?
Morehouse.
Yeah, I think it was Morehouse.
So fuck the bitches.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was 2.7 million.
No, it was a lot. It was a lot of the debt. I mean, and the thing about it is you get to start fucking fresh with your degree.
Yeah. Interdisciplinary studies degree. Yeah. You get to work anywhere.
Headed to China, debt free.
All right.
But
that sucks if you were a junior.
Yeah, that's
fucked.
Yeah.
Or graduated last year, couldn't get a job.
Next year's commencement speaker is going to be like, they're going to be like, nigga, what?
They just waiting on, say, who's the surprise guest?
Like when you fucking get that envelope from grandma and you just open it and nothing falls out and you're like, wow, she's getting old.
Yeah.
Like, I remember she used to put some shit in it. But hey, listen. You said something earlier, be honest.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
And you tried to trigger me.
It triggered you? It kind of did.
It did a little bit. You know, we were talking about technology. You know, I forget what you said. But I'm kind of over it. You know what I mean? You said that, you know, one of the things you said was that everybody needs a phone.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's why I'm over it. Fuck no, they don't. Why? See, this is, we need to understand, this shit is going south, y'all. Technology is bad. It's not.
It's handicapping folks, man.
It's fucking us up, bro.
Yes.
And it's in the worst. The further we get into this shit, the worse it's getting. Technology hasn't provided us from the first remote control that made us fucking not get up off the couch for even before that to the fucking TV. I think the last good technology probably was radio. Like, okay, that allowed you to fucking communicate long distances with other people, type the telephone. That's it. You know what I mean? Outside of that, when the television and everything else that's came after that, internet, fucking these smartphones, everything, these smart homes, that shit is whack.
It's dumbing motherfuckers down, Jim. It makes them lazy. And a lot of people nowadays with cell phones, they swear that they need it all the fucking time, right? You know what I'm saying?
Like all day long.
Like,
how long
they
does
can't
it
live
take?
Without. They can't live without it. It's like at past jobs, right? I had motherfuckers that would be like, well, my kids call. Motherfucker, before there were cell phones, people had your work number. They'll call your work number. If it's an emergency, call the work number. Have John John or JoJo goddamn call the school. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. You know, and it still can work like that.
It's
no, it can't.
So what is the benefit? What technology is like, damn, we really needed that. Like, that has made life better. I mean, it's made fucking humanity better.
Everything technology has made life better.
Nah.
Yes.
Nah. It makes processes and shit a little bit better.
Nah,
but what about the system in McDonald's goes down and motherfuckers forget that and they don't know how to add and subtract by a motherfucking fingers or pen and paper and they like or you fuck around and give them a $20 and they come up.
So getting McDonald's is really, really important.
No, I'm just saying. It's 1968 and you give them a 20 and say, oh, wait a minute. They're not ready to run the shit up. You say, I got 68 cents. You done blow them out their head out the water.
So you can't just not eat McDonald's when the power goes out?
No, I'm hungry. The kids are in the car. They ready to eat.
Yeah, but I'm saying you picked a stupid-ass fucking
example. I'm just giving you one.
Well, that's a bad one.
I'm giving you one example.
That's a bad example.
I'm giving you one example.
You're telling me that cell phones are not more important, or calculators aren't more important than McDonald's.
The AC goes out. Motherfuckers forget that they're going to take a hand fan
all the time.
And you don't ever need McDonald's. That's really bad for you. What's worse for you? The fact that you're lazy enough to be able to use a calculator, or that you're putting on an extra 700,000 calories a year?
I'm not answering that because that's not my point.
Exactly.
No, but that was just one fucking example.
You
picked
the worst example.
No, it's just that's just one example.
Try again.
It's like cable. It's like technology. Cable on fucking TV.
Tell me about
cable. Motherfuckers swear that they need fucking cable.
Okay.
No, motherfucker, the cable goes out, TV goes out. Motherfucker, pick up a book and read it.
Okay, you can still do that.
Fucking entertain. But motherfuckers don't want to do that.
But you can.
Most people don't do that.
Or you can just go to sleep.
They don't.
That example wasn't good either. It's not the greatest, but it's better.
Yeah.
It wasn't better.
It's better because
we have to give your shit, okay. Jim, be honest.
What's the trade-off?
Give your shit, be honest.
No, don't. He's getting mad.
Give your shit.
Let me hear your shit.
So I can shoot that shit down.
What's the trade-off?
Go ahead.
So if you give two options and one being an easier option, most people are always going to choose the easier option. Being entertained by sitting in front of something rather than reading something is easier. It's easier to sit in front of a television and be entertained. That's why people do it, be honest.
So
what do you mean?
I'm trying to figure out what the problem is in that.
The problem is when
If there are no books, why do we need to read?
What do you mean?
If there are no more books, why do we need to read? You think books are going to last forever? They're not. They're paper. They're fallible.
Nah,
they burn.
That's a problem, though, to be honest.
They deteriorate.
So what? We're just going to have all of our information where? Just in digital fucking form?
Yeah.
That's fucking easier. Whack. That's a bad fucking idea.
Why?
Because it is.
Why?
Because the digital world is fucking fucked up.
Okay, so you're telling me that having it in books helps a person who lives out in the boonies. Listen, how does that person benefit from
the
book?
The dude in the booties got fucking net zero internet, and he can't get fucking information anywhere.
Download your web pages.
The same way it helped back in the day, they lived in the boonies. Them motherfuckers had to research. They had to go somewhere and motherfucker research shit. They were people back
so
then.
So we made it easier. Right now, J Smooth,
you made the motherfuckers lazier.
Right now, you have the ability to be as smart as me just because you own a smartphone. You're literally as smart as I am.
Now,
if you lose those cell phones, nigga, hey, look! You should be so thankful for a cell phone. If we lose cell phones, nigga,
I got encyclopedia.
Nigga,
Britannica.
Encyclopedia. You gotta have volumes and shit. You gonna carry all the volumes everywhere you go?
They on the shelf.
Let me go in my trunk.
They on the shelf.
No, nigga. Right now, you have Encyclopedia Britannica times 1,000,000 in your hand. You can.
If a motherfucker still don't know how to search it,
yeah, but hey, it's not that difficult. The search bar is probably the easiest bar in the world right now.
You can just talk into it.
You don't even gotta type. You ain't got to be able to spell this shit. You can just say it now.
It just makes
you as smart as I am.
That's why these motherfuckers don't have common sense.
If anybody should be mad, it should be me.
Come on then.
No, because I understand what the next level is.
What is the next level?
The next level is we integrate that shit into our systems.
I know. That's the problem.
That's not a problem.
That is. Because
that's evolution.
See it coming. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I see it coming, and you're just making my point. I know. Just like I did earlier, and I know I sound like a hypocrite because I used my personal assistant on my phone.
You sure did.
And that was cool. But I know.
And guess what?
That's the
You
next
were
thing.
Smarter than me on that one.
I was already smarter than you.
No,
I just wanted to prove it.
I don't know.
I already knew that.
You were smarter than me on that one.
I already knew that.
Because you
have.
Look.
That didn't tell me that. I knew the answer. Had we not had
Hey Google,
you know
you would
do?
Have had an argument.
No, you know what we do? What we used to do.
What?
Call somebody else up and ask that
You just called somebody. Just somebody you didn't know.
No, but see, that's
you're making
my point.
This. You're making this silly, and you know it is. You're going to call somebody and ask them, and Hey Google. You just call somebody. That's your lifeline. It's simple. It allows you to be smarter than me.
I see the bigger picture.
What's the bigger picture?
What you just said, that it's going to be integrated,
yeah.
Right? So they're going to say at one point, you know that assistant you have in your phone? We're gonna give it to you in your head real time.
It's already halfway done.
So
we've already integrated ourselves with it.
Right.
Now the next step is for it to integrate with us.
Right.
We've already your Facebook has all your information.
That's why I'm not on that shit.
Yeah, but something you have.
I don't fuck with any of that
bullshit.
I don't.
When you log into your computer,
yes.
They're tracking everything you do on your phone. They have a profile of you right now that's probably accurate as fuck. That's how they know how to get you when they sell you stuff. You don't even know you're programmed, but you are.
I do.
So here's the thing, right? We have already integrated with the AI. Now it's just time for the AI to integrate with us, and we're good.
Yeah,
evolution.
My phone got all that Marshall shit on there.
See what I'm saying?
Mm.
His phone knows he wears a size 44 in the waist.
Mm-hmm. Keep thinking that. I'm bitch fall right the fuck off.
Hey, look. Trust
me. I'm a 36.
Technology has made dumb motherfuckers smart.
No, they think they're smart. They're still dumb.
No,
just because
not.
You have... No. Dumb you motherfuckers with access to fucking information doesn't make them smarter.
You know what?
They're a dumb motherfucker with a smartphone.
You know what dumb motherfuckers used to do in conversations? Shut the fuck up. You know what they do now? Have a statement.
No,
have an argument.
You know what they would say? They would say dumb shit.
No,
that's what they would.
What would
they
would
say dumb shit.
Like what?
I don't know.
What did you used to say?
What did you used to say back in the day? Dumb shit.
Hey, look, man. Honestly, technology saved a lot of you motherfuckers.
No.
Technology
so
only
right
allowed
now,
you
technology
to be
is allowing you to be smart as
no,
me.
No, this technology where, only allowed you to just meet motherfuckers you probably would have never been able to meet.
This
you know
is,
what I'm saying?
This is where... This is where I am conflicted because technology allows us to do this podcast, and I get that. But I understand that this way that this train is going.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to go that road, but we're on it, and it's too late. I know.
I do want to go that road.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No,
I don't want to go back to fucking farming and shit.
I don't want
to
be Amish, nigga. I want to fucking talk
Amish.
To Jebediah in the fucking field about his fucking day.
I don't want
to
talk about the fucking day in the Jebediah.
I want to fucking be human. Still.
You're scorned. It's okay.
I just want to stay human.
You just need a new device.
I want to stay human. I don't want to be...
You just need a new device. Trade in your phone and get a new one.
As much as I say this shit, honestly, I think...
You plug your car in it when you get home, nigga. Stop!
My shit's plugged in now.
You're plugging your car in at my house. Where do they do that at? You have the ability to plug in for gas at somebody else's house. You want to give that up?
I don't.
You want to go back to spending fucking $400 a month on gas?
I spent fucking $15 to get over 400 miles.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, that shit is
what are you talking about right now? You sound like...
Okay, in certain aspects...
Nah,
yes.
Man. You can't have some.
I do.
You can't have some.
All ain't good.
All or nothing.
We need a balance.
Nah,
there's
man,
not a balance,
nah.
man. The balance is going out of whack.
No, because here's the problem. You like that car. Somebody else likes their phone. Somebody else likes cable. But you can't just decide what's good for the world and not.
Yes.
That's not for you.
Yeah.
You have to just accept it all and embrace it and take that chip or whatever the fuck it is they implant in your brain and let's do this.
That would be kind of dope. It's like you're fucking, that motherfucker say some shit and like in your head, like the answer is.
You ain't even got to say, hey, Google on it.
No, you're right.
You just think the shit and just pops up.
It's always listed.
Somebody, no, here's the thing, right?
I'm scared already.
I'm talking to you. I'm saying how much you spend on gas a month. And what happens in behind your eye, it tells you, it calculates how much you spent this month. And you can tell me the exact number. You know
why do we need to do that? Why do you need to know how much exactly at the time?
Because
like none of this shit matters.
The whole
like,
point is to live forever.
All of this shit is cool, right?
The whole point is to live forever.
But none of it is fucking essential.
It is to live forever. Nah. These are the steps to living forever, bro.
Nah.
This is the steps to live forever.
Who wants that?
You don't want to live? How long do you want to live?
Just until it's over.
Till what's over?
Life.
So mine. 65?
Whenever it ends, bro.
50.
Whenever it ends.
50.
Whenever
Five
it ends.
5 years from now.
Whenever the train.
How old are you?
Pulls into the
How
track.
How old are you? 45? 43?
Whenever the 44? Train pulls into the track and they Five say this 50? Is the end.
5 years. This is you want to live forever or just a couple more years?
No, I don't want a couple more years.
I want more
than a couple.
How many you want?
Here we go. You're doing what technology does. If you present him with the
how
easy,
many does he
of
want?
Of course, he's gonna choose fucking I'm forever.
How many he wants?
No, I don't want forever. How many because do you I don't want? Want? I don't
999 plus one more.
No, because I don't want to be that old with motherfuckers.
How many?
At least 80.
80. But what if I were to tell you that new technology will allow you to be just as fat as you are right now for the rest of your life? You don't ever get any fatter or older. We're gonna freeze you right now, and you get to be that for 700 years. You're not going to get older. You're not going to lose your mobility any more than you already have.
Can't tell nothing wrong with that nigga, though.
Hey, look. No, look. If we could freeze you right now, mm-hmm. Dick still work. You still think you cute. You got on a little purple shirt and shit like that. You get to be that for 700 years. You're telling me you're not going to do that?
And I wake up 700 years later still like this?
Yes.
That'd be depressing as fuck, huh, Jay Smooth?
He loves himself.
I love me, nigga.
No, but dude, I saw it in your face. Fuck you.
I mean, nigga,
if you woke up 700 years from now...
Nigga, I look young as fuck now.
How many bitches could you fucking 700 years?
If it was you, J Mac, you look a little bit older.
Listen,
think, nigga, you
700
was,
years.
They'll know you was Abraham waking up.
650 years old.
Yeah.
Hey, look, 700 years, you're saying yes or no?
Yeah, I might decide.
Jamie Mac, you're not getting, how many years do you want? Don't tell me whenever the train hits the station.
Whenever it's over.
Whippersnapper.
Whenever this ride's over.
You're a goddamn lie.
Don't matter, bro.
But A-Love took the pill, so she's good.
Hey.
She's going to live 500 years.
Fucking just like
you gonna let somebody. You going to let somebody be smashing
I'm done,
that.
Nigga. Because you know what? I've gotten past that because I remember I used to not want to fucking have, back in the day when I was married, fucking life insurance because I'm like, fuck that bitch. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd say that now.
So she's 500. So you know, at 70, it's
I don't mind. I have life insurance now because I'm okay. When I'm dying, whatever happens.
No, that ain't how life insurance works then. That's how life insurance works when motherfuckers died.
Yeah, that's
it don't work like that when you motherfuckers live to 500.
I'm dead. You can do whatever you want.
Smash.
Yeah.
Smash attack.
I'm dead.
Can Jay Smooth? Can Jay Smooth smash?
If I'm dead.
Jay Smooth can smash?
If I'm dead.
Get the fuck out of here. Come on,
what
man.
What am I supposed to do?
You're just trying to argue your point now. You're
what
not going to be insensible anymore.
No, but as a dead person.
You can't request, like, hey, babe, I don't care who you are.
No. If she's that chick, right?
Nah, man.
Nah.
There got to be some goddamn promises. Promise keepers, you got something, goddamn. You got to make some
promise
statement.
Promise me, if you don't fuck this nigga.
I don't care who you fuck when I die. You're really going to just let the, you just going to die?
I'm not putting that out there.
Wow.
Listen, I'm gone.
I got you.
I'm out.
I got you. Well, if they
I'm
let
up
me,
in heaven.
If they let me live like this till 700,
yeah,
you in where
heaven?
If they let me live like this for 700 years, man, I'm good. I'm taking that deal.
Nah, bro, you don't want that.
I do.
Even if no one else takes it with you, so none of your other family is fucking taking this fucking 700 million year pill except for you. You still want it?
Make new friends, man. Change clothes and go.
change your friends.
Change clothes.
Nigga, you're making this up. You're not just fucking want to live
now,
forever.
If Jay Smooth is the only motherfucker that takes the pill, no. I'm good, Jay. I'm holler at you, man. I'm holler at you in the next. I'll see you in 700 when you come up to wherever we all at. If it's just me and him, that's boring. I don't want to live forever with this nigga.
But no, you got to have the rest of the world coming, you know,
no, if there are like women and stuff too. Like, I don't want to just me and Jay Smooth.
I hope not.
Because what if the world ends for everybody else?
You guys are definitely becoming a couple. I mean, in 700 years, there's no fucking doubt.
If the world ends for everybody else.
It's just you and Jay Smooth by 700
like,
years.
We got like 400 more years left.
Yeah, right. Like, somebody sucking somebody dick. And Jay Smooth, I had to
somebody sucking somebody dick, and it's not going to be me sucking. Like that.
You gay ass niggas. Alright, we getting out of here.
No, for real. If it was year 400, nigga, no. I'm totally the top. There's no way.
That means you got 300 more years, nigga. At the bottom. You might be in hell. I sure by like year 250, it feels eternal. It's like you said,
it's the new normal.
Is this ever gonna end, Lord? Why hast thou forsaken their servant?
Listeners, hey, don't forget to go out there to the website
or RareSilence.com. Might be in heaven. Hey,
check out all the shows that we be doing out there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if y'all think this bullshit is funny,
Mushroom
hey,
Heaven.
Listen to some of the
I've been
other shows.
400 years to get right? to in purgatory. To get to and if thank you, Lord.
If you're not a premium subscriber, just click on the link and subscribe so you can catch all of some of the past shows that we've been doing and some of the premium shows. Shit. So this shit gets to be crazy.
Hey, tell them where to leave a voicemail, man.
Hey, if you want to leave a voicemail for the No Nonsense Show, 678-636-9116 is the voicemail. And we'll listen to your voicemail. We'll play it on the show. You know, if you got a something you want to say to us, we'll play that. But anything else, J-Man?
Yeah, check us out. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram, too. At No Nonsense Show, both of them.
Okay.
Share the show.
Listen, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. We're going to keep bringing the nonsense because we realize sometimes people just need to laugh. Until next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.